Sacramento City leaders this week moved closer to a plan for more affordable housing within city limits. Sonia Sorge from the Sacramento Business Journal joins us now to talk about this story and other business news. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve. So, yeah, the city council unanimously voted to create a new trust fund that could raise $100 million over 2 years to kickstart the construction of more affordable housing. We're talking about possibly tens of thousands of new affordable housing units. This planned trust fund would issue bonds to raise grant and loan money for both rental and for-purchase affordable housing projects.
So how's this going to get paid for? Where would the money for those bonds come from?
These new city bonds would be backed by future revenue from the Measure U sales tax. Funds from Measure U go into the city's general fund and don't need to be used for a specific purpose. You might remember that Mayor Daryl Steinberg has promised the tax, which was renewed and raised in 2018, would be used to help Sacramento's disadvantaged communities.
And the intent here of this trust fund is to sort of speed up construction for affordable housing projects, right?
Exactly. City Councilman Steve Hansen said that in the past, Sacramento has lost out on state funding for affordable housing because it didn't have the necessary matching funds. He said this money could reduce the wait time to build projects from 3 years to under a year.
You talked about both rental and for-purchase projects. Is this trust fund targeting any other specific types of affordable housing?
Well, 30% of the money will apparently be set aside for innovative, smaller, efficient kinds of projects. That includes things like tiny homes, modular building, and container unit housing.
What's the next step for this fund?
Well, the city treasurer's office will conduct a stress test to ensure the general fund can absorb the additional debt service. The city could begin selling the bonds in late July to early August.
Affordable housing wasn't the only type of project in the news this week. In Placer County, Colfax has its first new housing development in years. What can people expect from this new gated neighborhood?
Yeah, so there's only 34 homes in the project, which is called Sierra Oaks, but there's already lots of interest in the subdivision. Two homes are complete, and five will be built in the next phase. The subdivision is on a piece of property that was mapped for homes years ago, but those plans were scrapped during the recession.
Why so much interest in Colfax right now?
Well, Colfax is going through rapid development. The city is investing more in its infrastructure, and you also might remember that Colfax is trying to rebrand itself as a recreation destination.
Is this new subdivision targeting specific types of buyers?
Many of the homes in this new subdivision were designed with empty nesters in mind, though there are some options for young families as well. And potential buyers aren't necessarily from the Bay Area. The subdivision is seeing outside interest from people in places like Grass Valley, Granite Bay, Rocklin, and Loomis. It's also attracting people who already live in Colfax but don't want to live on large acreage anymore. The interest from potential buyers is good news for the construction company behind the project. That company is already planning another subdivision next door with lower-priced homes.
And finally, restaurant operator Randy Perigary's company is getting closer to opening a new development in Midtown Sacramento. It's a bar, a restaurant, and a hotel.
Right. The $28 million project is expected to open June 1st. The six-story project will be at the corner of Capitol Avenue and 28th Street in Midtown. It will include Fort Sutter Hotel, as well as Cafe Bernardo Restaurant and Four Palms Bar. This project has been under construction since October 2018.
All right. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorge from the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business and follow us on Twitter as @CapRadio News.